In the first reading today, St. Peter tells us that we have to practice humility toward one another because God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And therefore, we are to humble ourselves under the almighty hand of God. That is becoming, obviously, more and more a necessity. If you haven't noticed, things are speeding up rather quickly. Things are going to get really bad really fast. In fact, you can count on the fact that something else that's really bad is going to happen here very quickly. It needs to, because the devil's own invention is being used against him. That is the internet. And all kinds of people are asking lots of questions, and they're saying things don't add up and this doesn't make sense. So now they need to do something else to get your focus off of what happened last week, because everybody recognizes that it was a fraud and that they're lying through their teeth. But we have to maintain the right disposition. We have to keep our focus on the Lord. We can get all caught up in all of that stuff, and we can lose our peace. And what good is it going to do? We have to recognize that there is a spiritual battle that's going on. And right now, we have a group of people who want to lord it over us. Exactly what Jesus said that the kings of the Gentiles do. Except that they have a master of their own. They're not serving themselves. They're serving Satan. And let's be absolutely clear about what is going on in the world right now. This is diabolical. This isn't just a bunch of mentally ill morons who are really smart but doing evil things. These are people who are really smart but are doing evil things, but they are being led and they are being inspired by one who is doing exactly the opposite of what we just heard in the scriptures. So both St. Peter and our blessed Lord give us the means to handle this. Think about it. 2,000 years ago, the Romans were in Jerusalem. They were used to crucify our blessed Lord. St. Peter was in Jerusalem, then he went to Rome. He was in the midst of trials. He was in the midst of all kinds of bad things going on in the world. And both of them tell us the exact same thing: to be humble, to pray, to serve. The Lord, who is the Lord of the universe, the one before whom we all bow, not because he is forcing us to do so, but because we love him. He is the one who said, "I am among you as one who serves." He is humility itself. And because he is humility itself, he is charity itself. And that is the example that all of us need. And that's what the world needs. As I keep telling you, the world needs saints. Saints are people who are holy. That's what the word means. To be holy means to be like God. It doesn't mean going through the motions and saying, "Oh, I checked all the boxes, so now I'm holy." It means being humble. And it means being charitable. It means being like our blessed Lord. And so if we aren't focused on Jesus, our peace is going to be taken away. I've told you over the last few days or last few weeks, we're just getting started. I think we're about to shift from first gear into second. But we're still just picking up speed. The ride is going to get really bumpy. And you can panic. And what good is that going to do you? Nothing. Just keep your focus on Jesus. And you can be at peace. the battle that we're engaged in right now, yes, there are things going on the natural level, and it's going to get bad. It's going to get really bad. But it's a spiritual battle. Let's remember who our enemy is. The enemy is Satan. That's why no matter what these people do on the good side of things, it isn't going to work. Because it's a spiritual battle. That's why our Blessed Lady has to come and crush the head of the vile creature. Because it's not about if we can just get rid of these evil human beings, then we need to get rid of the head. Our Lady will take care of that, because we can't. But right now, Satan is about this close to being able to get what he wants. He's been at this for he's been at it since the garden, but particularly now, he's been at it for about 300 years, setting all this up and getting things into place. So this isn't something that just started last week or a few years ago. This has been in progress for a long time. And he has two options right now because people are starting to catch on. They are protesting throughout Europe, Australia, New Zealand, other places like that on a daily basis. They're not telling you about that, but that's happening. They have to look at what's going on in places like El Salvador and Argentina, where they've actually elected good people who are putting a kibosh to the evil that these people have brought into those countries. And they are in full-scale panic right now. If you hadn't noticed that in the last 10 days, take a look. They are in total panic. They have two options. Either they need to push super hard, really fast, to get what they want, or they need to pull back and regroup and maybe in another 50 or 100 years try this again. That's not going to happen. The vile creature is way too arrogant for that, and he is way too close to getting what he wants. But in his arrogance, he keeps forgetting that there is a woman who is going to destroy him. And she is going to make use of people like you and me. If we are willing to humble ourselves and to pray and to be faithful to her Son, the grace that is going to be brought through that humility and through that charity is what is going to destroy the devil and all of his plans. So we can look at what they're doing right now. We can all be upset and frustrated because they're lying through their teeth. Why would you be surprised? It's all that they do. When's the last time they told you the truth? They don't. It's just the lies are becoming so blatantly obvious that everybody's starting to recognize it. But just wait, because the day is coming where people are going to recognize that literally everything in their lives has been a lie. And they are going to be devastated. So thanks be to God, you got a head start on this. If you can start recognizing that all they've been doing to you your whole life is lying to you, then you can start peeling that back and recognizing, wait a minute, there is only one who is the truth. And he's the one that I'm choosing, and he's the one I'm going to serve. That's what all of us have to be able to do. We can live the lie, or we can embrace the truth. I've mentioned before, there is a book by a guy named Rod Dreher, I think D-R-E-H-E-R, I think is how he spells it, and it's called Live Not by Lies. And it's a 200-page book that could easily be 400 to 600 pages. And he lays it all out there. If you haven't read it, get it. See the power of the truth. Because the truth is going to win out. Humility and charity are going to win out. It might not appear to be that way. It didn't appear that way 2,000 years ago either, did it? But you see, there's this thing that we call the resurrection, and it destroys the power of death. Right now, the power of death, the power of evil, the power of arrogance, whatever you want to call it, is very much at work in the world, and sadly in the church. It's going to be destroyed. It looks like it's winning. It looks like it's going to have its day. They forgot about Our Lady. Humility, charity. She's going to crush their vile head in the most humble and charitable way. But that's where we're going to look. And we get to be part of it. That's why I keep telling you, this is such a blessing. It's not going to be fun, but it is such a blessing. So just brace yourself and be ready, because things are picking up, and they're going to pick up really fast. So once this thing starts really going, it's just going to keep picking up speed. It's going to be hard to keep a focus on it, so don't even try. Keep your focus on Jesus. Stay humble. Stay charitable. Don't worry about being served. Serve. Be the light in the darkness. Be a voice of truth in the midst of the lies. That's what's going to defeat all this evil. Going out and picking up guns and so on, that's not going to do anything. There was an apparition of Our Lady that was at, it's called Civita Vecchia or something like that, a little place outside of Rome back, I think it was in the 1990s maybe, 20 years ago maybe, whatever. Anyway, Our Lady told this little girl, speaking of the rosary, "We have weapons that are more powerful than their atomic bombs," I think she had said, "than their most powerful weapons. So use them. You don't need to go out and shoot anybody up. We need to fight lies with truth. We need to fight arrogance with humility. We need to fight violence with peace." And that's what God is asking of us now. So pick up your weapon, your rosary. It is infinitely more powerful than the most powerful weapons that these clowns have. And watch what Our Lady is going to do, because she will be victorious in crushing the head of the vile creature.